What do you call milk that's gone bad?
It's clabber.
Clabber?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sour at first, and then it turns into clabber. And a lot of people ate clabber quite a bit in those days.
Just because you couldn't keep it?
It was solid. Uh-huh. I mean, it wasn't hard, but it was solid.
Oh, that's interesting. So you got the, so you get the milk, and then what would you do with the milk once you milk the cow?
Well, just about every family in Ephraim had a barn, and it had pigs and chickens and cows and a garden. And they were just about all independent. They never hardly went to a store, only to buy something like salt and pepper or something like that. And you'd take your milk cows and you'd skim the cream off, or else you'd separate it. And you'd sell the cream or make butter out of it.
How would you separate it?
They had separators in that day. You turned a handle and it got it going real fast, and it'd throw the cream out and separate it from the milk.
And didn't they used to do it with like a cloth? And
no, not that I know. That'd be a strainer.
Uh-huh. They didn't do it that way. Okay.
And they used cloth to strain with when they didn't have a regular strainer.
Uh-huh. So then you get the, what would you call the milk that was left over without any...
Skim milk.
Okay.
And they'd feed that to their pigs, and then with a little grain, and that'd make good pig feed.
The skim milk. The skim milk, and yeah. Now they sell it in the stores for...
Well, there's 1%, that's about skim.
Yeah, okay. So, how about some of the vegetables and fruits and that?
Just about everybody had a garden in those days, and you'd raise your potatoes and you put them in a pit for winter. People ate a lot of potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd kill the calves from these cows when they'd get a little bigger. You'd raise them far way out.
Uh-huh.
You'd kill them and then you'd bottle the meat. You'd boil it.
What'd you call
so
that?
Many hours. And then that'd stay all summer and you'd open that bottled meat. It was really good.
What did you call that?
Which?
The beef.
Well, we call it bottled meat.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they had to do it because it didn't have any refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you could have meat all summer. Then in the fall and winter you could kill mutton and mm-hmm. you could keep them while you was eating them.
Right.
And another thing they did, the neighbors, when they'd kill a pig or something, they'd go around and divide with their neighbors a little bit fresh meat so people could get fresh meat.
Oh,
every once in a while, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't no refrigeration, that made quite a change.
Alright. What are the kind of vegetables did you grow?
About the same ones they do now. We raised corn and peas and carrots and potatoes.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of potatoes are there that they grow?
Well, there was mostly red, and then there was I guess they'd call them russets. I don't know whether they did back in those days or not.
It seems like the red would be better here. Huh? What about what do you call the corn when you eat it, you know?
Oh, the cob, yeah.
And then when you peel off those
husks.
Husks.
Yeah.
And what do you call that really fine hair?
Oh, that's it. I know it, I can't think of it. It'll come to me, but it'll run.
Okay. What about the, you said beans, what different kinds of beans are there? I mean, I guess you ate more of those back then, or do you know?
Well, everybody raised string beans, and then they'd bottle them for winter. And they did an awful lot of bottling fruit and vegetables.